You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is our seasonal.
It just felt festive, yeah. Sure, feel like putting not? The tree up, you know. Why
see traffic back out on Colorado Boulevard, so there are people moving around today.
Moving.
As Jeremy pointed out, the main thoroughfares have been clean for the most part. There are still going to be some, obviously, in different parts of town, but for the most part, the main thoroughfares just really welcomed that blast of sunshine yesterday, and side roads are still jacked up. There's still cars stranded in places. So
we did go for a little walk yesterday, and it was funny to see all the abandoned cars in the neighborhood just like parked in the middle of, you know, intersections and stuff. But yeah, snow's rolling back in. I know Jeffco, Westminster, and Denver Public Schools all took another day today, and then Dougco's on spring break, luckily, so they don't have to worry about missing class. But yeah, the kids are doing their remote learning again today, so that's 45 minutes out of their day. So.
More true than funny,
figure out
isn't
what
it?
To do with them the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying. I am personally physically exhausted from this weekend. I am just sore and my feet hurt and I'm tired. I shoveled 4 times and then my neighbor did a 5th time on my driveway, and we did the back porch and, you know, various sidewalks, and I even did my neighbor's house a couple of times, and just physically tired from it all. My hands
bunky.
Are sore. They're really sore.
You need to go lie down.
I need a massage. I need a good rubbing. It was a lot of work. I tell you, though, buddy, great core workout. I can actually feel my abs. I'm so sore around the middle from, you know, which is good because the rest of the time we just sat around and ate.
Watch TV.
Watch some TV and ate and did a lot of crock pot meals. And did you see the picture of the chocolate loaf cake that I attempted to make?
Something collapsed or something?
Something went really bad in my oven.
That was bad.
The oven needs cleaned now.
My best entertainment from that 3-day stretch was watching the online posts take a dramatic turn, because Facebook on Saturday was loaded with, where's the storm? They said it's going to be a big storm.
They got
no
it wrong.
Snow.
Wrong
where
again.
People don't know anything. Boo, boo, boo,
hey,
boo,
listen,
boo.
You know, I was there because I poke. I like to poke a little on the air because there has been times when they've been way off.
Sure.
And this thing was a day late, and there was a lot of poking the bear going on. Not me personally, but I saw it on Facebook, man.
All over. That's what I'm saying.
It was
harsh. And then on Sunday, it's like, oh my God, it's Snowmageddon. It's the snowpocalypse. Oh my God. So it's like, okay, make up your minds. And I felt bad for the weather people, because as I was texting back and forth with my son, and I was talking to him about how these days, because they take so much abuse by a spoiled society, the weather forecasts, it seems like they spend half their time throwing out disclaimers to try to manage expectations, right?
Yes.
Listen, this may not turn out this way. And I kind of don't want them to do that. I want them to just say, here's our forecast.
Yeah.
Probably right. Could be wrong. Here's the you try it. You're so smart. You come in here.
You come look at the models.
You read the models and you decide what's going to happen, Mr. Smarty Pants. So that was funny. But what Jeremy and I had a good laugh about, there's a story that's out that on a live stream, there were some weather types that were caught with a, quote, hot mic and didn't know it.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the people who complain about the forecast being wrong. And the story went into detail about some of the things they were saying.
A couple of F-bombs, you know.
My fear is that these weather people could be reprimanded and or let go. I hope nothing happens to them, because I totally have their back. If any one of us were in that job that gets brutalized by people on a practically daily basis, you're going to talk some smack back.
Yes, you
are.
You
have to.
I was watching a lot of these. You know, when the local news is not on your TV, they are now on Facebook doing their shtick, and they're streaming it, you know, for 45 minutes, going over every detail. And the comments, you can do live comments while they're live streaming. And there are some vicious comments directed toward these forecasters on there, you know? And it's like, we get them, and it's hard enough when we get a couple on Facebook, but live in the moment while you're trying to read the comments and answer people's questions?
Right.
That's got to be a punch in the gut every time you do it for these people that do the weather.
I absolutely feel for them, and
yes.
I would say to the management of that particular news outlet,
let it go.
This time, do the right thing, and just shrug. Just shrug and say, yeah,
yep.
Mistakes happen. Let's get on with our lives. These are good people. They do a good job. We're not going to let a couple of loudmouth complainers out there, you know, influence us to take some sort of dramatic action against
and
people.
And to ruin their
just,
career.
Who were just being human. I challenge that television station to have the cojones to do that.
And
to just, when the small 1% that complains about everything reaches out and says, they should be fired. I want the TV station to say, you should go somewhere else because we got our people's back. That's what I want to have happen.
Preach it, man. Preach it.
I do.
And not to mention, it wasn't on like local TV. You know, it's not on the TV broadcast. It's a streaming thing on the internet.
Yeah.
You know all the stuff you hear and see on the internet? Come on. Give me a break.
So I'm sure it won't happen because we live in that type of society where, you know, it's cancel culture, right? And if these people make a mistake, they, you know, have to get reprimanded harshly, and I don't know how harshly. And I just, part of me wants to see someone take a stand the other direction and say, no, our people made a mistake, but they're human, and it happens. Get over it. It's not that bad. Nobody got murdered. Nobody's dog got, you know, taken
hurt,
away.
Yes.
You know, nothing.
Nobody was physically hurt by this.
If your sensitive ears were bothered by that, grow the F up.
I'm so with you, man. I'm so. In fact, I wish they would say it again.